Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Polaris Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. I'm your host, Bob Vachon, and I'm no expert. I'll be joined by two experts on this episode to discuss the ins and outs of putting your snowmobile to work. Product manager for the whole good side of the snowmobile business, Pat Adrian, shares his expertise on which snowmobiles are best suited for utility work, while product specialist for snowmobile parts, garments, and accessories, Chris Corbo, fills us in on the wide array of accessories available for Polaris snowmobiles to help you get the job done. Listen on to learn how the versatile lineup of Polaris snowmobiles can help you get work done when the fun is over. All right, so today on the Polaris Podcast, I'm joined by two experts from our snowmobile group here today to talk about putting our snowmobiles to work. We often talk about our off-road product line, specifically our Rangers being the workhorse in the lineup, being able to haul, tow, do all the work functions that you might need. But rarely we talk about our snowmobiles. We usually see these ripping up mountainsides and trails. So today we're going to shed some light on the utility aspect of our snowmobile lineup. And joining me on the podcast today is Pat Adrian, who is the product manager for snowmobiles, the whole goods, the actual items, and Chris Corbo, who's a product specialist for parts, garments, and accessories for our snowmobiles. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, Pat, why don't you go first, introduce yourself to the audience and hear a little bit more about your background.
Like you said, I'm product manager for snow. I handle the trail, crossover, sport utility, and wide track segments. I've been at Polaris working out of Roseau for 29 years. I spent the majority of that in engineering. And then for the last couple of years, I've switched over to the front end working as the product manager.
Oh, very cool. Glad to have your experience on the podcast today. And Chris, how about, sorry to cut you off. Let's hear about you.
No, that's fine. Yeah. So Chris Corbo, product specialist for PG&A within the snow group. So basically think anything that comes after you purchase your sled. So any accessory that you would then add on, that's kind of my realm and responsibility is managing that product portfolio across all the snow segments. So today, a great topic to be talking about utility. We have quite a great offering for our utility sleds that just enable the capabilities of wide track and what you're able to do. So I've been with Polaris about 5 years, a little over 5 years, all within PG&A. So spent some time on the tech service team and then moved over to operations and then been more on the product side for the past couple of years here.
Oh, very cool. Again, guys, thanks for taking the time today to talk to us about this topic. And yeah, let's just jump right into this one here today of using our snowmobiles for work rather than a play scenario. So what are some popular use cases you both have seen from our customers in terms of using them for a utility or a work type application? What's the most popular use cases out there from our customer base?
Well, with our snowmobiles that we're going to be talking about today, we're mostly talking about like the Voyagers and the Titans. The Titans are the wide track version. And the use cases for those is really a wide variety, but a lot of it's coming from landowners and they're trying to use the snowmobile to get into their cabins, or they could be doing work around their property, hauling wood or hauling their ice fishing equipment out onto the lake. And we do get into some other uses where they could be on ski hills, doing maintenance on ski hills, that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely. So certainly a lot of good use cases for sleds out there, particularly with some models you mentioned in our lineup. Before we talk more about the snowmobiles, we all know Polaris, we're known for our side-by-side and ATV businesses. What would be some reasons why me as a customer, I'd want to specifically use a snowmobile in wintertime to perform these tasks versus, say, a Ranger, North Star, either with or without tracks? What are the benefits to me to use a snowmobile?
I think the reason for using a snowmobile would just be that it's kind of lighter and easier to haul. Say you're trying to get to the edge of a lake to go ice fishing. It's easier to get the snowmobile to those tighter, remote areas. And then once you're there, the terrain that a snowmobile is able to go over, if you're talking about snow and ice, it would be a lot greater with a snowmobile compared to a side by side with or without tracks.
Sure. Yeah. So definitely some good use cases there. And obviously deep snow capability, I'm assuming a snowmobile obviously built for the task is going to be able to handle those conditions better than a side by side or ATV.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, it's kind of a trade-off because with a side by side, you get that large storage box in the back. So it's probably easier to put your gear in a side by side, but that's where Chris comes in with all of the awesome lineup of accessories that we have to put on a snowmobile and make it work for whatever your use case is.
Yeah, and we'll definitely talk a lot more about those accessories later on to have Chris speak to that. But let's just get into using our snowmobiles. Probably, I would say, and you guys can chime in too, a minimal amount of our customers really use our machines and probably for this application and probably don't know of the capabilities of them. So can I tow with a snowmobile? How much, you know, and we'll get into what snowmobiles are better suited for this. So can any snowmobile tow a trailer or a sled behind it? And how do I know if my sled has the ability to do such a thing?
Well, most snowmobiles can tow, not all, but most can. And like looking at our lineup, the Y-Track Titans, they come fully equipped, ready to tow. They will tow the most. We can kind of get into the numbers later. Mm-hmm. And then following that would be the Voyager lineup. This is really for the kind of the outdoor enthusiasts for they want to go recreate in the winter. And it's just a wide variety of things that they're doing. And one of those could be towing. Those machines come with a rack and a tow hitch on them. Okay. And then as you get into our trail and crossover, if you want to tow with any of those, then you visit the accessory book and find the hitch that would match that vehicle.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. So it's not just limited to the Voyager and the Titan, but speaking on those two models and maybe even the crossover lineup a little bit, what are some of the features that are designed into those machines that make them better suited for work applications versus, you know, our more performance-oriented RMKs or those mountain and even kind of performance trail crossover sleds?
One of the big things that sets the various snowmobiles apart from each other for towing capability is the structure in the tunnel. And so the strength and structure of the rear tunnel, that is all taken into consideration when you're designing the snowmobile to match the customer that you're intending to buy that. And if you take like an RMK, the focus is on lightweight. So the rear tunnel doesn't have a ton of structure to it, so wouldn't be able to tow as much as, you know, like a Titan would be on the far other end of the structure where, hey, we know this guy wants to tow a lot and we reinforce that area. And then we design and validate it to a higher level of towing.
Okay. And same, I'm assuming, goes for the drivetrain of the snowmobiles. One clearly more performance oriented, lighter weight. And I'm assuming the Titans, you know, maybe have different gearbox, or is that shared as well to help keep things similar?
Yeah. So as you step up from just a normal trail sled to a Voyager, what you'll see there is we will gear it down. So in the chain case or the gearbox, depending on which model it is, we gear it down so they don't go as fast top speed, Okay. But they're able to tow better, you know, at that lower speed. And then on a wide track Titan, with that, we actually have a transmission in it, and that has low range and high range. So if you're towing, you know, heavy, you can put it in low range and the vehicle's going to work a lot better that way.
Definitely. So certainly more suited for those working applications. That's good to know. And on the topic of setup and that, regardless of the model I have, if I want to tow with it, what are some considerations I should take before slapping on a trailer hitch and pulling a trailer to make sure my snowmobile is in the best condition to give me the best success when towing a trailer or sled?
Right. The first thing you want to do is you do want a hitch, a proper hitch on the back of it. And then once you have that hitch, you know, we go over this in the owner's manual, but you do not want to just tow with a flexible rope, just from a safety standpoint. So then if you're towing along and you hit the brakes, you don't want a flexible rope, because then whatever you're towing can run into the back of the snowmobile and it could be an unsafe situation. So you want kind of a rigid tow bar that goes to it. Some of those are kind of specialized with springs in them, so they'll take out the shock load when you're stopping, starting, or hitting bumps, that sort of thing. So you want that tow hitch on there. And then as you start to tow, I would say, you know, start slow until you get a feel for how the vehicle is going to react with that added weight in the whatever you're towing.
Sure. Yeah, all good things. And like you mentioned, your owner's manual is a great resource for all of these. One question I want to kind of jump back to the different models and their specific applications in the off-road world, specifically around Ranger. And with the release of the new Ranger XD 1500, we always are really good at toting numbers, you know, payload towing. Are there specific tow limits on the snowmobiles that they're rated for, just like our off-road counterparts?
The way we do it is we have a capacity rating on the tunnel. So that would be what you can put in the rear rack of the snowmobile. And that kind of varies. On the low end would be 25 pounds on the back of the tunnel. And then on the high end for a Titan would be 85 pounds. Okay. And then, so that's the capacity side of it. But then on the pulling side, the Titan is the only one that we rate for towing.
Okay.
But the rating on the Titan would be 1,200 pounds for towing. And then on the other models, like a Voyager, you know, where we go and validate and we're pulling for thousands of miles to make sure there's no durability issues, typically we would be pulling in that 500 pound range for that 15-inch wide Voyager.
Okay. Yeah, great to know. All right, jumping back to kind of the more maintenance aspects of it when we're towing, frequently using our snowmobiles for work, are there any maintenance items that I should be more concerned about, such as my belt tension or a frequency of oil changes, anything like that, since we're putting a little more strain on the machine?
I think what you should be paying attention to is your belt, and you can... If there's stuff that's wearing on it, or if you're towing heavier than is recommended, or just severe conditions, the things that you're going to notice is, noise and wear from your belt. So, you know, just listen for that, belt slipping, squealing, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah. And like always, as is referenced in the owner's manual, be sure you're doing your pre-ride checks to kind of catch these items before they become an actual problem.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, now let's get into the other aspect of outfitting my snowmobile to help out with these tasks. And Chris, you'd probably be able to jump in here finally to talk about accessories that are available. As anyone who's jumped onto the snowmobile configurator can speak to, there's quite a catalog of accessories out there. So Chris, why don't you run us through some of the items that Polaris offers for our snowmobiles to help make them more work focused?
Sure. Yeah, we've got a pretty extensive offering for our rec and utility segment, just to further enable the capabilities of what you're able to do on those machines. So I can kind of run through and give an overview of some of the more utility focused accessories, a little bit of content on these if you have any questions to jump in, and I can try and answer the best I can, or if Pat has anything to add to, I can try and touch on. But really just kind of, you know, run through our, you know, the flagship models of what we have in our utility portfolio. So, you know, starting off, we've offer an HD front bumper that comes with an integrated hitch receiver on the front of the sled. So it's, you know, high strength steel with black powder coated. It wraps all the way around the front of the sled to really give you the most protection that you can have when you're out in a utility setting. And then that integrated front mount not only accepts a hitch receiver, but also a winch that we offer. So we do have an integrated 1500 pound winch that is compatible with our Wrekin utility models. It's got 1500 pound capacity as a wireless winch remote, and then you can mount that either to the front HD bumper, like I said, or we do have mounting applications for the rear of the sled too. So depending on which configuration, which works best for you in whatever use case you might be in them, that we have a winch and mounting locations to go with that.
Okay.
I know we talked a little bit about towing. So just this past year for model year 24, we did launch we're calling it our adventure trailer. You know, it's a high speed towable. So it's, you know, really kind of an industry first to get your sled up, or your towable up off the ground with a suspension and spindle. So it's not going to be just like you're dragging something behind you that lays down on the snow. So it is actually raised up, and then it takes a variety of different otter tubs or any tub that a customer might have previously. And then we can mount that within our adventure trailer. So it's 44 inches wide with an adjustable base length. You can use with a variety of sleds up to 85 inches in length. So it has, like I said, full integrated suspension and skis. It has a powered tail light and integrated bumper for just for keeping everything safe and contained within kind of the trailer platform itself too. So like I said, the biggest benefit is just it gets your tub and your gear up off of the snow, keeps it safe and protected from the elements. It's not going to be taking all your your washout from your track spitting back into your tub if it were to be on the ground level. So it's up and raised, and then just having that suspension and those skis really makes for a smoother ride, and it allows you to tow at a little bit higher speed than you would if you were just towing something dragging behind you.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Quick follow-up question on that. So you mentioned it can accept other sleds or tubs. Can you purchase it with all of that all together as a unit, or is it just more of the trailer frame and then you supply your own tub for that?
Yep. So we do sell the trailer itself. It's just the frame assembly. So the whole down frame, and then the ski and suspension assembly, the hitch assembly that would attach to the sled. And then we offer a variety of Otter Pro sleds, one of our partners that are kind of pre-configured to work on this sled. But the adjustability of the trailer with that adjustable base length, you can really put on, you know, most tubs that someone might already have. So they don't need to buy the full setup and then have additional parts that they wouldn't need.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
But Bob, if I can jump in here, it was just really neat to see this one go through the development, you know, for the last couple winters, watching engineers, you know, stay after hours to work on their ice fishing high-speed towable, because there was just a lot of passion there to be able to, they wanted to get it ready and make it really good so that they can take it out to like Lake of the Woods, which is just down from Roseau, and they were able to get it out on the lake, test the heck out of it, make some improvements, and end up with a really good end product that the customer is going to benefit from.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm sure, Chris, you might mention this down the road, of just the validation and testing that goes into all of these accessories to make sure that they are going to fit right away, that they were designed most of the cases from the ground up with the machine. And yeah, Pat, to your point, that definitely shows the passion that goes into a lot of these accessories.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Pat touched on it too, where it's, you know, you see the passion from our entire snow engineering team. Like, this is all stuff that it's more than just a day job for them. This is stuff that they live and breathe as part of their, you know, their own personal lives. And they have an attachment to the sport and to the use cases. So, you know, it's the highest levels of passion and validation that goes into these. But, you know, our accessory team and our accessory engineers, we work hand in hand with the whole goods team with when we're going through, you know, platform integration of how we're going to best integrate to the machines for fitment, for capability, for function and use. So, you know, we put our accessories to the highest standards, and that goes right along with what the sleds are built to. So it's all designed and developed within the same house. It's just, you know, it's something that is a little bit different versus designing a whole good. So it's, you know, we have a extensive portfolio of accessories and they each get put through the paces from a design and validation standpoint, similar to what the slides would see.
Yeah, for sure. So any other accessories that we have that you'd like to touch on, Chris?
Sure. Yeah. So I touched on the HD front bumper and the winch and the trailer. So shifting more to one of the topics that we touched on earlier is really just, the creating more storage for yourself. So we do have like a rack system that comes on the sled that you'd be able to attach a variety of different carriers too. So we have for ice fishing specifically, we have a hub house carrier that you'd be able to put a pop-up shelter on your sled for your ice fishing needs. And then that would kind of sit opposite side of, we offer an ice auger carrier. So again, more intentional for an ice fishing use case, to where you can load up your sled, get out on the lake, pop up your shelter, drill into the ice, and then you're pretty much set and ready to go. And you transport everything down there that's mounted to your sled. And then we offer what's currently in our portfolio, the largest storage box that we offer, fits on the Titan platform. So you're going to get, it's oversized storage box. It fits a ton of stuff. So, if there's any additional gear or any items that you need for your comfort or for utility setting, then you can put those into the storage box that we offer. And then lastly, I'll touch on just shifting more to the front of the sled, but again, within the storage segment, we do have a hitch mounted cargo rack that sits within that HD front bumper I mentioned earlier. So it's a powder coated steel rack that really sits in front of your sled, and it's just like a tray. You can bungee items too. You can put, cooler or boxes or any other things that you'd be able to need and take with you. So you can really load up every square inch of the Titan sled with the accessories that we have to be able to haul as much gear as you need.
Yeah. Awesome. And there's a huge catalog out there, and I encourage any customers listening to this, if they want to see what's out there, to go onto the snowmobile website, pick your sled, go to that online configurator, and really see what is all available for your snowmobile. And kind of to jump to the future a little bit, everyone loves talking about SnowCheck. We'll see what comes out next year, but are there any accessory opportunities during that period, specifically around Titan Voyager, to really outfit that machine right from the factory with some of the items you mentioned?
Yep. Yeah. So if you, like you had mentioned, within the kind of the snow check process and within the sled builder tool, you can see if you were to try and build a new Voyager or Titan, and then within that process, you can list out, all the accessories that we do currently offer. You'd be able to see what has fitment for your sled. If you click on it, it'll show you what it looks like on the sled, and you can kind of build out that accessory package that's tailored to your needs.
Yeah, very fun process to do. Even if you're not interested in purchasing, it's still fun to play with. But any other accessories or items that we have that you want to touch on before we let both you guys get out of here?
Yeah, I think I hit on most of them. The other one I will say, and this we were talking about earlier, just as far as the different hitches. So obviously, as Pat mentioned, the Titan is going to come standard with a hitch. But if you have more of a trail performance or crossover sled, we do offer accessory hitches that you could mount to those vehicles in the event that you would need to tow. So a variety of different hitch styles and use cases, but there are accessory hitches that we offer that are going to fit more sleds than just your Voyager, your Titan platforms.
Awesome.
But other than that, I think I hit on the highlights there from a storage standpoint, trailering and towing, utility with the winches I mentioned, and then some of the ice fishing specific accessories. So I think I've covered most of the highlights.
Yeah, definitely sounds cool. I had no idea about that ice fishing little shanty that attaches right to your sled. A lot of cool things out there. Pat, any last remarks from you regarding using your snowmobile to haul, tow? Any personal experience from using one that you'd like to share? We'll just open the floor for you.
I love talking about the utility sleds and just what all the different things you can use them for. I've been purposely jumping on the various sleds that we sell and towing with them, so I get a better feel for how they all work. And it's great to get on that Titan or the Voyager. They both have the narrower IFS, and they can zigzag through the trees as you're towing whatever's behind you. And it's also pretty neat to just see all the guys at work, how they have their Titans all decked out and ready to go slay the walleye on Lake of the Woods any night of the week.
Yeah, awesome. Well, great to have both of you on. I appreciate your insight into the topic. And hopefully for our listeners out there, they learned something good today that, you know, maybe they have a crossover sled, but now they know they can use it to do some work at their property or cabin. So really appreciate both you taking the time to speak with us today. And hopefully we can get you back on to talk about some other exciting snow content.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Bob. Think snow. We're almost there.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. I appreciate the time today and having us on the podcast here. So looking forward to many more in the future.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks, guys. A big thanks goes out to Pat and Chris for sharing their experience on the utility side of Polaris' snowmobile offerings with us today. From grooming trails to hauling firewood and everything in between, there's a Polaris snowmobile or accessory out there to help you get the most out of your machine and your experience come this winter. Now, another thanks to you, our listeners, but hey, we have a quick PSA because we appreciate you listening to us, but we want to hear from you. We are looking to introduce a question and answer segment on this podcast every month. So if you have an off-road, side-by-side, ATV, or snowmobile-related question, reach out to us. Use the Contact Us link in the description of this podcast to let us know your questions or leave some feedback on your favorite podcast platform. As always, check out the other links in the description to the Polaris Help Center and Polaris Snowmobile product page where you can learn all about the snowmobiles and accessories that we discussed in today's podcast. Browse our archives for episodes on all things Polaris off-road. And until next time, this has been the Polaris Podcast. Hello, riders. Before you go, a quick reminder that the Polaris Podcast is brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. The Help Center is the first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. Look for the Help Center under Owner Support at the bottom of any Polaris off-road webpage. Also, I want to mention that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, and footwear, and refer to the owner's manual for additional protective gear instructions and requirements. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Ride within the limits of your own abilities, never engage in stunt or exhibition driving, and most of all, have fun. That's it for this podcast. Now get out and ride. We'll see you in the next one.